This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on the Facebook page and comment on the things we're talking about on the air. Today I am joined, and I'm going to continue the conversation about incivility of the left. Today, for this segment, I am joined by Jeff Reynolds, who is a writer for PJ Media, who just wrote an article about Antifa taking over Portland again. Jeff, welcome to the show, and tell me what happened in Portland this time.
Yeah, and living in Ground Zero gives me all kinds of fodder for articles, so that's a lot of fun. But yeah, this past Sunday there was a protest, and there was an officer-involved shooting on Saturday night. Young black man was killed by Portland police, and on Sunday the mob came out to protest that the police took this action. And what was really striking about this latest protest by the leftists is that they're getting a lot more aggressive. They were marching down the street. They, of course, you know, didn't have any permits or anything. But they have learned their lesson that, well, they've bragged in the past that the Portland police can't control them. And so that now they're pushing their boundaries. The Portland police are letting them. So what they did is they started marching around the city and, you know, smashing things and yelling things and doing all the things that leftists do. And they would, instead of confining themselves to the sidewalk, to let traffic pass, they actually stopped traffic. They created all these mobs in the middle of intersections. And then, there are videos that have gone viral from folks that were down there. This is all over Twitter. I mean, this was on Fox News last night. I mean, it's all over the place. But there are videos showing where the mob takes over the streets and starts directing traffic and telling people, you can't go there. They actually set up no-go zones in Portland so that cars had to divert, and they were directing traffic. These Antifa mobsters were directing traffic away from where the protest was happening in the middle of the street, as if they were the authority. And so,
where were the police?
All these, that's an excellent question. The police were told to stand down. The police were ordered by the mayor to stand down.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they basically let the mob rule the streets.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. And then there's another video showing how an elderly driver, a 74-year-old man, was driving through and his car was attacked by a group of these protesters. And later on, he filed a police report stating that they did about $3,000 worth of damage. So he sped up and just tried to get out of there because he was afraid. You know, he got out of the car and tried to confront the one person that had done some damage to his car, started beating on it and stuff. So he got out of the car, and then he was set upon by this mob of, you know, half a dozen, about a dozen rioters. And so he got in his car and sped off, and he ended up making contact with one of the protesters who was hanging onto his hood. So initially, the local news spun this as a driver, an elderly driver, plows through a crowd of protesters. But what it really was is they were attacking him, and he was trying to escape. So because of the report that came out in the local news that said that he ran over these protesters, they went and doxed him. They found his license plate number, and they revealed all of his personal information. They hacked in and he got his, you know, address, phone number, et cetera, et cetera. And so now he's been doxed, and everybody knows his personal information.
And that's acceptable to them, apparently.
Well, yeah, because he ran over a protester, so you can't do that.
So have the police done anything against these protesters, or are they just, you know, oh, they're just angry, so let the angry mob take over Portland?
Well, in the case of the elderly driver who was trying to escape, he filed a police report, and he's trying to track these people down. Of course, you know, they don't have any money, so it's not going to they're not going to be able to extract anything from these people. As far as the protests themselves, the reason they get out of control is because they had mayor tells the police chief not to intervene. This, we've seen this time and time again. This is now a pattern here in Portland where the mayor tells the police chief. This happened the day after President Trump was elected, and that one went on for a full week where they were doing millions of dollars of property damage and blocking the freeways and all this stuff. And so that went on for a long time. And then and the mayor, you know, refused to allow the police to step in. Then it happened again at the there was a protest a few days after Charlottesville. There was another one where Patriot Prayer went out and did their thing, and they refused to intervene when Antifa started throwing bricks at them and bags of human waste. That was a lot of fun. And then, you know, so they've got this pattern. It's happened over and over again. So the one time the police had intervened is over the summer we had a big protest camp that was set up outside the ICE headquarters here in Portland.
You know what? Keep that thought. We'll continue after the break talking more about the incivility of the left and what's going on and how it's being, they're letting, getting away with it, especially in Portland, Oregon. We'll be right back with Jeff Reynolds.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com. I am here with author Jeff Reynolds, who we're talking about Antifa in Portland and how they're basically being allowed to take over. He's also the author of Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. Jeff, isn't part of this Antifa and what they're doing in Portland all part of what you've written about in the book as well?
Well, that's exactly right. They're all funded by all these progressive billionaires, and they're trying to sow dissension and confusion and chaos. They believe that it's the Saul Alinsky thing, it's Cloward Piven, it's everything that we've been talking about for the last 10 or 15 years. We're seeing it in the streets every day, and it's frightening, you know. There are foundations on the left that I wrote about in the book that have billions of dollars. Lots and lots and lots of money to pour into all of these community groups and all of these organizing campaigns and all these community organizers. And they're going out there and sowing this stuff. There was that protester. It turned out that protester who harassed Jeff Flake in the Senate elevator prior to the Kavanaugh confirmation, it turned out she's making six figures at one of these outfits, you know, and there is an endless network of these outlets. That's what's fueling all of this stuff. If you got rid of all of that stuff, and you just ask the average American, hey, do you want to go out and protest? Do you want to go throw rocks through the windows? Do you want to block traffic and harass elderly drivers? Nobody would raise their hand. It's the outgrowth of there's a whole nest of anarchists and anti-fascists and professional protesters. It's been here since the 90s up in the Pacific Northwest. They were very famous for there was a World Trade Organization meeting in 98 or 99 in Seattle, and they organized then to cause as much chaos and flip over cars and set stuff on fire and throw rocks.
Yeah, they rioted. I remember. Yep.
Yeah. And those people are now the leaders of these organizations 20 years later that are ramping it up even beyond the horror we saw in those years. You know, it's really
right.
Getting ridiculous.
And that's the thing. If, you know, having regular citizens attend hearings and maybe have an actual real grassroots protest, that's what our country's all about, right? You want your speech to be heard. You want it to be heard by your legislators. But these people aren't doing that. They're ginning up all this stuff, and it's all paid hacktivists. That's what I call them, paid hacktivists. Every state has them, too. I'm sure everyone that's listening has seen them and didn't know that they were just being paid by an organization to do what they're doing.
No, that's exactly right. And if we were to get back to just politics, right? You going to your local city council meeting and talking with folks. That's the basis of America. But when you protest, the ability to protest is protected under the First Amendment. It's the right of assembly, free assembly, and free speech. I'm an absolutist when it comes to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. But when you are, the question always comes down to when you're infringing on the rights of somebody else, right? So my right to free movement is restricted by angry mobs of people who are violent thugs. And I don't know if I'm going to have to take extra measures to protect myself simply for the offense of driving down the city street, you know? That's what's really, it's way out of proportion to everything that's going on right now. And there's something really dark and evil about this whole thing.
Well, when you're, it's great to protest. I mean, I've organized many protests, often against Bill and Hillary Clinton, but they're peaceful protests. They're peaceful protests. I'm not blocking anyone from the sidewalk, not blocking anyone from the street, not getting anyone in anyone's face. It's getting your message out there and protesting and saying, hey, we don't agree with this or whatever it happens to be. That's what it's supposed to be about. You're not supposed to be infringing upon the freedoms of other people when you protest, because then it's no longer a protest,
right?
Because then you're violating the free speech and the rights of other people. Right.
You're actually assaulting people at that point. Yeah, and we've brought this up a million times over the last 10 years, right? The difference between the Tea Party and leftist protests. I mean, just look at Occupy versus the Tea Party, right? We would go in and we would get all the proper permits. We would ask the cops. hey, what do we need to do to make this safe? You have our back, you know, all that stuff. We'd reach out and work with these folks, and we would leave the place cleaner than when we found it. There would be less litter by the time we left than there was before. And
right.
You see the stark contrast of the leftists who have just violated civil society on every level. You know, this yeah. isn't civil society anymore. And that's what really government exists to protect, right, is how we are able to interact with each other without having to pull out a six iron. You know, it's not the Wild
right.
West anymore. We've evolved beyond this, but they want to bring us back in so many ways to our animalistic nature, because they thrive on that chaos. And that's the real thing, right? They're trying to create this chaos so that they can create something in the void after the United States cracks. That's really their objective.
And the thing is, they keep pushing it instead of calming people down and saying, whoa, you know what? This isn't proper. And, you know, they try to say things now, like you've seen, like, you know, Hillary Clinton saying about Republicans being the ones who aren't civil, and the left-wing media saying they're not mobs, they're just a group of people practicing their First Amendment.
Oh, yeah, all of a sudden, man, I'll tell you, it's amazing to watch when, you know, a senator or two says one thing, and then all of a sudden, everybody, all the anchors on CNN are repeating the same exact talking points. And then you see
yep.
it at every level with every left Democrat legislator. They all say the same stuff at the same time. Wonder how that happened.
Oh, I wrote about that before. There's a reason for that, and you probably already know it. We will be right back on the other side with Jeff Reynolds and talking about the incivility of the left across the country. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael's winds have tapered off, but it's still a Category 3 storm as it crosses Florida and into Georgia. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is tracking the system.
This is a Category 3 storm
rolling into Georgia as we speak from the south. I can assure you that's never happened as long as records have been kept for a storm this strong to enter Georgia from the south. This is incredible.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm's power will be felt for hundreds of miles around.
There's a lot of wind in there, not just around the center as we focus here, causing a lot of the damage, but also these rain bands could contain hurricane force winds and also tornadoes.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check us out on TheRealSide.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I have been talking with author Jeff Reynolds, and we've been talking about an article he wrote for PJ Media about Antifa taking over Portland and being allowed to. And we're talking about how these organizations are basically funded by the left. And Jeff knows all too well because he did a lot of research for his book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaigns to Undermine Democracy, which will be out early in 2019, and I can't wait to read it. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Kimberly. I really appreciate it. I always have a great time when I'm on the show with you.
Now, you know, before the break, you started talking about how senators start repeating something and then the media is repeating it, etc. You know, I wrote an article in 2016, and part of it was exactly that. I wasn't so much. I wrote Democrats are intentionally keeping people unaware so they'll remain compliant, and with a picture of a sheep, a flock of sheep, of course. But it was in WikiLeaks, one of the WikiLeaks releases, they showed that the Center for American Progress, which of course was started by America-hating convicted criminal George Soros, they actually push and host conference calls almost daily with reporters to promote policy positions and responses to news events. So that's, they are absolutely colluding. You know, the far left, this far left organization is colluding with the press and Democrats to basically show false stories and tell false stories.
Does anybody remember the journalist and the hacked emails of all of the reporters who are they actually participate in this, where they get their talking points and their marching orders from the progressive organizations and from the DNC and from everybody else. So Center for American Progress, you mentioned, they're a really interesting organization because they're co-founded by George Soros and John Podesta, who used to be chief of staff for the Bill Clinton White House and was the chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign. They feature prominently in my book as well, along with a whole bunch of David Brock organizations that are committing all kinds of alleged, I guess, campaign finance violations by being housed in one office in Washington. These people are amazing. They're so interconnected, and they just don't believe that the rules apply to them. And it's really fascinating. But everybody's all over this this Russian collusion story and how Russia supposedly got Trump elected. And Paul Manafort, who was the campaign chairman for Trump, is in deep legal water. He's already been convicted, I think, right? So, one of the people that came up in that investigation was Tony Podesta, who is John Podesta's brother, who ran the Podesta Group, which was a consulting firm out of D.C. that it did all sorts of public affairs stuff, but they were as neck deep in the Russia stuff as Paul Manafort. And I don't think, I think that connection is fascinating because I think that really puts a nail in the coffin of the idea that Russia wanted, Trump to be elected. The fact that Tony Podesta was all over this, and it was only a few months after Trump was inaugurated that Tony Podesta was forced to close down the Podesta Group because of the investigation into Russian collusion.
Right.
And it happened overnight. Like, that place was, went from dozens of employees to pink slips and shuttered office within, 24 hours.
Right, but nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here, remember?
Nope. Yeah, that's right. It's all that Trump guy's fault, say what you will about Trump. I mean, I disagree with him almost as often as I agree with him, but the guy has shown the GOP how to regrow their spines. And so, there have been some positives here.
Well, and the thing is, and regular people, and I used to be a regular non-political person, other than I read the news. Of course, my version of the news that I read was the New York Times and the Boston Globe. I didn't know they were biased rags when I read them, when I was what I call a pure indie. So I was basically a regular American, and I watched, only mainstream media news, didn't know that they were also lying and they had a bias. And I would watch, debates, and I would watch, I would vote. I always did my duty and I voted, but I never knew that I was being lied to and not being told the truth or not being told the full story or having the news exaggerate one side over another until I started looking into it myself. And unfortunately, regular Americans don't know that either. I think more so they do now because they see stuff on social media, but we still have a long way to go because the mainstream media, they're just never going to change. They have made their bed. Now they're just going to keep lying in it. They don't even care anymore, even though they've been outed.
That's a really interesting point because what's interesting about that is that, everybody decries the idea that we've become tribalists and we have to pick a side and our politics are so polarized and there's no middle ground anymore and there's no compromise. One could make the argument that that's a positive on net because now we're forced to take a side. We're forced to look at the issues and decide which side of them they're on. We can't be in the squishy middle anymore,
Right.
So there's an interesting idea. I mean, everybody hates the toxic nature of politics right now, and I agree. I think it's really frightening. I think there's more violence coming. But at the same time, you got to kind of sit back and say, well, maybe forcing America to decide what it really is kind of a necessary step, even though it might be messy.
You know, and that's a good point. And one of the things is, you know, with this latest Kavanaugh hearing, right? It was horrifying, and we'll probably talk about that more in the next segment. But and regular people saw that. So regular people who maybe aren't that involved in politics, again, like I said, regular Americans, mm-hmm. but they pay attention. They watch this, and many of them, especially women, were horrified that this was happening. You know, not all women are on the Democrat plantation of we're victims, you have to believe us because we have lady parts. Many women don't buy that, right? And
I've got a good friend who has been sexually assaulted who is incensed by this whole thing and deeply insulted that everybody tells her that she has to think one way because mm-hmm. of accusations and that you have to believe the accuser. There's a story on Fox News a couple of days ago that statistically speaking, false accusations could be up to 40% of what law enforcement receives, which is a staggering number, you know, and it's frightening. And I hate to even talk about it. It makes me uncomfortable because I want to believe everybody. I want to be sympathetic and I want healing to occur. But if there's some accusation made out of spite or an agenda or something like that, then you can't help but to question that accusation and get to the truth. The truth isn't mean, it's the truth. That's something Breitbart said that has always stuck with me.
And we've seen that. And there's been very public cases that were found to be lies. Tawana Brawley, the Duke lacrosse mm-hmm. players, those were very, very public, where people were angry that these men did this to these women. And
it
was found out to be false. Yeah. So, you know what?
Yep.
We will be right back. Don't go away, everyone. We'll be right back with author Jeff Reynolds on the other side of the break, and we'll continue this conversation.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Bueller, Bueller, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check out therealside.com. Lots of stuff going on over there. I am going to bring him right back in. My guest tonight is Jeff Reynolds, who is the author of Behind the Curtain, Network Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. And he's also an author at PJ Media. And we've been talking about basically the incivility that's going on. And do we think we can ever get back to what it used to be like before? Thank you, Jeff, and once again for joining me.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with the big questions on the return from the break.
Right.
I don't know about that. Do we return? That's a really interesting question. It's a good question, because we were talking earlier about the fact that we kind of need to go through this era where we're choosing a side. We have to decide, do we want to be a socialist country? Do we want to be mm-hmm. a republic? Do we want to be a democracy? Do we want to be Ocasio-Cortez, or do we want to be Cruz? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So it's an interesting question.
And the thing is, it's really, you know, One of the, you know, somebody in the chat room was mentioning the NFL, and I'm a Patriots fan, so I, you know, well, they were just joking about it because my picture that is being shown, put up. But one of the things that always united people was entertainment, football, baseball, the theater, because you would be in a among thousands of people. Nobody cared what your political leanings were. Nobody cared what you did for a living. Nobody cared the color of your skin. Nothing. You were all united there to root for your same team. And, of course, the left is even trying to destroy that by the kneeling with the players, by morons like the guy who did Hamilton coming out and attacking VP Pence. You know, all these people, and then actors coming out while they're musically performing and saying stuff politically. It's like the places we were all united before, we don't even have that anymore.
Well, think about why the NFL is so controversial right now. It used to be that the one time we got together as a society and honored our flag and sang the national anthem together was at a sporting event. They've attacked that very institution and very deliberately, right? And that's, yep. That's what's really insulting about this whole thing is that the flag and our freedoms and our constitution and what makes America great, it used to unite us. And I was just thinking back to the days of Reagan. You and I are both old enough to remember when Johnny Carson would come on late at night and gently poke fun at the president and make jokes at his expense. But it was never this vitriolic crap that, like, what comes out of Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert. You know, it's not
right.
It's not
hate.
Funny anymore. They're just lecturing us.
Right. It's not funny because they should be poked at and made fun of a little bit in an amusing way. It's hateful. It's mean-spirited, and when they attack people like that on the opposite side, they're basically saying the same thing about that person's supporters, whether it's Trump or any of these other, you know, Republican senators, et cetera, or somebody who might disagree with their ideology. It's like when Hillary Clinton called Trump supporters deplorables. People understood she was talking about them personally.
Right. Right, and that's what, you know, you have to kind of sit back and say, okay, well, the alt-right isn't very good, and, you know, these white nationalists that are coming out of the woodwork, this is bad. This is not a thing that we should be supporting, but at the same time, there's also 63 million people that voted for the guy because they were pissed off and done with being lectured about everything that they should believe that they don't believe by the likes
right.
of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. You know, we had 8 years of being told over and over again that America wasn't great and that we should apologize to the nations around the world. So
right.
what's funny about all that and what is an endless source of amusement to me is the fact that these people still have no idea why Trump won, and they keep doubling down on the stuff that lost them the election in the first place.
That's what I don't get. They spent 8 years calling anyone who disagreed with Obama's policy a racist. They screamed and yelled at you if you didn't agree with having men who, biological males who believe they're women, in women's private spaces. They called you a bigot. They screamed and yelled for all the wrong reasons if someone simply disagreed instead of trying to explain, well, this is why we agree with this policy. Let's see if we can talk about it and discuss it. No, they screamed and yelled. All you had to say is, wait, as if you're asking a question and you were instantly labeled a racist. That's one of the reasons.
Right.
Trump was elected. And for these people who say, I don't like the way Trump behaves and I don't like the way he says stuff, well, you guess what? Conservatives were too damn nice for too many years and no one was standing up against these left-wing loons. No one was saying, hey, wait a minute, you're wrong. I'm not a racist just because I disagree with your policies. We were saying that, right? But not anybody who was an elected official or anybody who had this big presence like Trump does. Trump was the first one to fight back. And I'm with you. I might not agree with a lot of what he does. I always give credit where credit is due. But from a understanding the people who voted for him, he was finally someone who was standing up for them against these loons who kept calling them things and calling them names that simply weren't true. Period.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've trotted out the same tired playbook over and over again. They tried to say the same stuff about Reagan and his supposed lack of response to AIDS means he hates gay people. This went on through both Bushes and on and on. What's different this time, though, is that they're really ramping it up and they've pushed their boundaries so much, and people have not fought back for so much. The hippie movement of the 60s and the protest culture was just part of our history, you know, and so. And the people that said love it or leave it, they were just kind of Archie Bunkers and they were sticks in the mud. And you know, we just kind of lived with it. You know, now, we've appeased these people for so many decades that they're pushing their boundaries even further. And then they're pushing their definitions even further. You know, it's, Barack Obama evolved on the issue of gay marriage, you know, and then that seems like ancient history now.
right. No, the thing is, they've actually come full circle too, and they're eating their own. Like we can talk about it maybe in the next hour. The left wing feminist movement. Oh yeah, let's talk about that. That'll be fun. But they're even pushing it to a point where they're eating their own. They don't even care about the Democrats in their own party anymore, who they're also harming. Because these people might not be so far left wing, and they're pushing them out, and a lot of those people voted for Trump, and they still don't understand why.
And let's talk about the Tea Party movement and the fact that supposedly, you know, even the moderate Republicans, never mind the Democrats, will say, well, the Republican Party has lurched so far left that Reagan couldn't get elected these days. Blah blah blah. That's actually completely inaccurate. What we've done is we've taken the Republican Party back to its roots. The Democrat Party has roots, but they've gone so far that they're actually committing the sins they accuse us of. And so they're actually losing strategy, where we've got a winning strategy and a winning message that appeals to most Americans.
Well, and the thing is, you know, the parties didn't used to be so far apart. I mean, maybe on certain issues, like obviously when the Democrats wanted to keep slavery, et cetera. You know, the true Democrats didn't want women to vote. Let's see. We can go on and on about the true history.
Taxes, you know.
Yeah, but they didn't used to be so far apart. I mean, but then it split. And I think it was like the hippies, the 60s, 70s, it started splitting and they went on a mission, like the people in the hippies of the 60s and 70s who said, we hate the man, down with the man. And, you know, Weather Underground, who was bombing police headquarters and, you know, bombing other places because they didn't like the man. And I'm raising my fist as I say this. Those are the people who became in charge of universities and other places. And they have become the man, and they're trying to destroy everything that's actually good about this country to push their far extreme left wing policies and agenda on us.
Yep, that's it. The baby boomers destroyed America. That's what happened.
Oh, come on. Not all baby boomers are bad. those people.
Okay,
those people.
I'm exaggerating slightly. But on a serious note, Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, where did they go? Where did they end up? They ended up in academia and education and research.
So, Jeff, we have to get ready to go. Why don't you tell people where they can find you? Because we will be here on the other side, folks. Tell people where they can find you, Jeff.
Yeah, find me at djmedia.com on my article, Antifa Takes Over Portland Streets Again.
And we will be here on the flip side. Jeff is going to be back, and we're going to keep talking about this awesome topic. Don't go away.